Hello and welcome to A World of Good Podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I am sitting in what is called a hostel. It's more like what I would think of as a bed and breakfast, but here in Cuba, as I am visiting with the Church of God in Cuba, was able to be a part of a wonderful pastor's conference in the last few days, and it's Sunday now. We're preparing for church this morning, and just before, I am getting to have a conversation with my good friend, Esteban Zapata. Not just friend, but also roommate for this trip. We are sharing a room. Bless him for having to deal with me probably snoring at nighttime. But so grateful that I get to be here with Esteban and hear a little bit about what's happening in the Church of God in Honduras. And so, Esteban Zapata, it's so wonderful to have you here and to get to have this conversation with you. So first, tell me a little bit about yourself, your family.
Andrew, muchas gracias.
Andrew, thank you very much for the opportunity to be able to share with you and with all the people that are going to listen. My name, as you said, is Esteban Zapata. I am 44 years old. Just a couple of days ago, I celebrated 25 years of marriage with my wife, Cynthia Thomas. I have four kids, Evelyn Zapata, who is 24 years old, Adriano, who is 18 years old, Raquel, who is 16 years old, and Gerard, who is 14.
And you actually told me that your full name is actually Martyr Stephen because it was taken from the almanac. Is it okay if we share that story?
Está excelente.
Yes, my name is very biblical because Stephen was the first martyr in the Bible. But my name was given because it's the same name as my father's. When he was born, the day he was born, the name to be given was Martyr Esteban and was taken from the almanac.
That's a very interesting. I say fantastic name, but it's a very difficult name, but incredible that you're named after the first martyr, Stephen. Thanks so much for sharing that. So tell me a little bit about your faith journey. When did you become a follower of Jesus?
I started following Jesus at the age of 17, the 26th of August 1997. It's a date that has been marked in my life because despite my young age, I was involved in a number of difficulties that at my age were incredibly big challenges. I was being drawn into worlds where my life was in danger. I was making bad decisions. My moment to follow Christ had to look a little like the story of the prodigal son. At that age, I was a rebel. I decided to leave my house. I had some money saved up from a job I had. And I went to look for new opportunities in San Pedro Sula. And when I arrived there, I was assaulted. I resisted returning to my home, a failure. I spent a few days looking for opportunities, but I couldn't find any, and I returned to my home. Upon returning, I thought I would be criticized, they would scold me, reject me, but it was the opposite. My family was desperately worried for my security, and when I returned, I was received by my mother and my siblings with tears and joy. And that day, my sisters, who had gone to the church, decided to invite me to church. And I went more out of shame than out of wanting to be closer to God. But when I arrived, I remember that they were showing that day a terrible Christian film from Mexico. It was a terrible movie. And at one moment, the pastor, Edgardo Vargas, who is the pastor who I accepted the Lord with, after the movie, he said to me that he didn't know either why he had shown that evangelistic movie. It was a movie that talked more about the suffering of Christians. He decided to do an altar call, and I don't know why, but I lifted my hand and I accepted the Lord. And since then, I have been serving the Lord in the Church of God.
What a beautiful story. I love when we're in these moments of difficulty, and the church can be a place where we find hope and, a new life and a new way forward. You're from Honduras, so what can you tell us about what the Church of God is like in Honduras? How many churches are there? How many pastors? Give us just, for those who don't know much about the Church of God globally, share a little bit about what's going on and what church is like in Honduras.
In Honduras, right now we have 8 churches. The primary one is in the city of La Ceiba, where Pastor Donny Allen is the leader pastoring that church. We have another church in La Ceiba that is very close to downtown, which is where I accepted the Lord through Pastor Edgardo Vargas. He is the pastor there. There is another one in a community called El Pino, where we have Pastor René López. We have another in La Unión, where we have Pastor Sunilda López. There is one in the city of Tela, where I am the pastor with my family. And we have 3 in the city of Santa Cruz. The main church is where Pastor Gilberto Stotar is pastor. And we have one where Brother Eulalio is. He's not a pastor, he's a lay leader, and the work there is just beginning. We are praying because we have just received a donation for a property, and we are praying to be able to see how we can build a church in the community of San Antonio. We have another church in La Herradura, that is more in the mountains, where we have Pastor Teresa. So those are our churches, and we are looking for opportunities for how we continue growing, looking for servants who are able to continue planting churches.
And you guys actually have a history of planting churches. That's kind of part of the way that I've seen the church really train people through entrepreneurship and then send them out to plant churches. Can you talk a little about that?
That's a project that we are trying to bring into reality. I think that many churches in Honduras, for example, they already have a set DNA. Churches that are beginning in the city are establishing a church and a radio station and other projects. We are dreaming about how through the entrepreneurial school, we can train people who are capable of starting businesses and also able to serve as part of a ministry. Then we are dreaming in the future how we can maybe send a pastor who feels called into ministry. We can send them to a city, establish a business, and they can serve as a livelihood for their family and as support for establishing the church as a connection through the entrepreneurship. So that's something that we are dreaming about. It's not fully implemented, but it's something we are dreaming about in the future. Each church plant going with an entrepreneur, a business. We hope it will also serve as an example to future members of the church of the importance of entrepreneurship.
I think that's such a great model to develop, is really to try to help pastors gain a way of supporting themselves. So many of our pastors globally in the United States as well are bivocational, and so they have to have, you know, a job that provides for their family, because they know that their church, because of its size or location, you know, won't be able to provide everything that's needed. But it also connects that pastor into the community in really, I think, powerful and important ways that they then become a connector in a way that it makes the pastor relevant to that community. And I just think that is a really, really neat model, and grateful that you guys are exploring that and dreaming for that to happen. So another question, if I visited one of your churches during a service, what would I experience?
Hermandad. Hermandad.
Brotherhood, the feeling of family. In Honduras, we call ourselves the Church of God, and we added Christian family. I think that is one of the most common testimonies of people who come to our church. They feel like a family. They feel loved. They feel welcomed. I think another thing you would experience is the worship. Worshiping is very special for us, right? It's a time that we give our thanks and praise to the Lord. Worship has a lot to do with our thanksgiving for the good that God has done. So, I think you would experience a lot of love, and it would be beautiful also how you would experience the worship of God. I think you would also experience a word for the current moment, a practical word, a word that inspires us to be better people.
I have actually experienced that, and it's a beautiful, the church in La Ceiba I got to be a part of, and it was a beautiful experience. Actually, the Sunday I was there, they had a dance group that was fantastic, and the worship was lively and powerful, and definitely felt the family connection while I was there. So it's a beautiful place if you get a chance to visit. Now, I love talking about the good that's happening, but a lot of our churches around the world are facing challenges. And so can you tell us, like, what kind of challenges is the church facing in Honduras?
I think one of the main challenges is immigration. We have many people who, because of a lack of opportunities, because of a lack of employment, in some cases overwhelmed by crime, they decided to immigrate. And that, at times, is difficult, right? There are challenges for the churches when we have established leader and suddenly they leave. I can tell you a story that is very applicable. During the pandemic, we were in the city of Tela. We had begun establishing a church since 2016, and by 2020, we had around 50 to 60 people. We were discipling people. And it happened that two of my primary leaders died during the pandemic. And many families immigrated looking for the opportunities because they weren't any in the city because of the pandemic. And when at the end of 2020, we returned to meeting in person, out of 60 people, only 14 returned. It was like starting over. And in all of our churches, and in churches in general in Honduras, there is a lot of immigration to Europe, the United States, Panama, and the Cayman Islands, looking for opportunities for their families. So that is a difficulty that is present within our churches in Honduras.
Of course, that would be a huge challenge, as you're having to rebuild churches that you've already built relationships and connections in. One of the questions we always ask on the podcast, it's called A World of Good. And so we ask kind of what good is God doing in and through your church and your community? And so I want to ask that of you. What good is God doing in your world?
Something that we are very excited about in Honduras is the entrepreneurial school. The entrepreneurial school was born in the heart of our pastor and national leader, Donnie Allen, with the idea and the need to be able to go from being consumers to producers. The church in Honduras, and I think the church in general in Latin America, has been blessed by the church in the United States and from many other places. And we have received a lot. And I think that we have the responsibility to give back. And in Honduras, this challenge led us to ask, how can we become producers? How can we bless others? Because God has blessed us so much, and the entrepreneurial school was born. It's a place where people are given training, they are given opportunities to be able to learn how to establish, administer, and execute a business. We have great experiences from this. One of the stories of a business I like the most is of Pastor Jose Zelaya, who is actually our director for the entrepreneurial school. He has a business called JIC Chiles that has hot salsas. And I don't even know what other products, but they have around 15 to 20 different products. It started as just a hot sauce company, and he has diversified so that now he has a variety of things.
I've tried them.
Muy bueno.
It's very good. And his business has gone very well, and he's inspiring other people to believe in God, that God will support them, and that they have the ability to do it too. Because many times we think that we can only be employees of someone else, and that we cannot be the ones that are directing our future by starting a business, establishing some business, a company that can start very small, like Jose's, making only one variety of chile. And now he has an incredible variety of products that he is putting in supermarkets, in corner stores, and he's thinking about expanding to other cities. So it is stories like that of Jose and his wife Mali, these success stories that are inspiring others. And we are hoping to be able to take this idea of entrepreneurship to other countries. Pastor Jose was invited last year in February 2024 to share with youth in Guatemala at our forum around how they can be entrepreneurs, even as youth. We went to Argentina in October also to do a workshop of entrepreneurship. We awakened the interest of some national leaders to be able to share the idea of entrepreneurship so that we can be successful business people from the church.
Wow. If you want to have him expand his hot sauce business into Anderson, Indiana, I would be happy to help with that. I will make the connections. As we wrap up, you know, one of the things I want to end with asking is just how can we be praying for you so that as your brothers and sisters in the United States and Canada, how can we lift up, remember, and pray for the work that that the church is doing, that God is doing through the church in Honduras?
Nosotros estamos orando por conexiones.
We are praying for connections. Connections not for people to give us things, but to be able to learn through these connections. In Honduras, we want to be able to learn. So, if I am asking for something serious, that's it, that we can make more connections with people, with churches that can teach us, and so that we can grow in Honduras. And if there is something else that I can ask for prayer about for the Church of God in Honduras, it's for workers. We want to grow the Church of God in Honduras, and we are doing it through volunteers. We don't tell people that they should be pastors. We want for people to tell us that they want to go and plant a church. And with the desires of a world that is accelerating, every time there are fewer people who are offering themselves to serve the Lord. So our prayers are for connections and for workers for the Church of God in Honduras.
Well, we will be praying for that, Pastor Esteban. It's so good to have you on the podcast for another time. You were a part of our podcast in Tampa, and in that time, you spoke kind of as the president of SEED, which is another one of your many roles. You talked about kind of the region in general. It's been fun to hear now specifically about your work in Honduras. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story, and we'll be praying for you.
Muchas gracias, Andrew. Dios te bendiga mucho.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/aworldofgood. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.